The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, hello. Hi, it's Thursday. Can you feel it?
Jay.
Hey, Jay. Jay's coming in here.
What's Jay doing?
Jay's Jaying around. Hey, we have a, by the way, we have a on-air assignment, off-air.
Wait, on-air assignment off here. Okay,
got it. At 8:13.
8:13, what are we doing?
All right, we're going to go over our favorite moments from the King season.
Okay.
So our assignment is we have to tell Jay. Well, I have it, but you should tell Jay what yours is secretly, and then we'll bring up the audio.
Oh, okay.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Well, audio, because it's radio. You have fun today with King stuff. There's some fisticuffs almost in the Rangers-Astros match yesterday.
Dukes.
Someone hit a home run, and then they got angry about the home run, and then they were walking around too much, and then people hit each other with baseballs, and they got angry.
That's mean.
Yeah, it was not great at all. How was your afternoon, evening? Anything special?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Quality pool time. Spent some time watching the old soccer.
Soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They tied.
Yeah. Draw.
What?
It's a draw. Yeah.
Yeah.
They drew. Drawed. Yeah, it's a 1-1 draw with the Netherlanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were right about those Dutch.
Yeah. Hate them. Wow. Is it time to make some changes?
Yes. What a sham of a number one. No, I've watched some of that.
Yeah.
I think multiple trips to the pool yesterday. It was just a pool day.
You do more than one trip?
Oh, yeah. It's great when it's outside your back door.
Do a few?
Yeah. Outside. Literally like
outside your back door.
evening stroll, and I was like, I'm a little warm. You know what I'm going to do? Jump. Sploosh. Just a little cannonball.
So did you cannonball it?
I did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. How about you?
Had the parental units. Sister is up here, so we had a dinner last night. And yes, there was pooling.
Mm-hmm.
But sorry, you said something right there, and I've always wondered this: why is it parental units and not parental unit? Like, aren't they one? Aren't they a unit?
You know what? They're not defined by being parents, Jay.
Randy
no, but I mean, when you when you call them parents, actually they are.
I don't know. I actually don't have an answer for that. It could be parental unit, but I just feel like that signifies, like, what if I just had one parent? Or what if
then you wouldn't be a unit, would it?
What if I was a child of divorce? What if I had lost a parent?
I'm saying when we say unit and we put parental in front of it, it's like they're combined powers into the parental unit.
Well, my mom and dad were over.
Oh, now I get it.
With my sistoral unit and her her husband and the kids, and everyone dove in the pool.
So is he the in-law unit?
Yes. Yes. You know, for the longest time, my pool was the coldest pool in world history, right? I've talked to you about this before, where it didn't matter. It could be like right now, which is prime, prime, right? Yeah. And then we got solar installed, and it just like didn't work. I don't know. It like barely worked. And as recently as last year, it was still, you know, you get in, you can swim and all, but it was, you know, you're supposed to just jump in and deal with it. But right. I'm always afraid I'm going to be the guy that like has the heart attack because of the cold.
Really? So
yeah.
You walk in?
So I do the thing where I'm like, And then, you know, you have your special spots you got to be careful with. Nipples. That's the third day in a row nipples have been mentioned on the show. We're sponsored. We are. So we got that whole our friends at ACR Solar, as a matter of fact, came out last year around fall after swimming season and fixed it. We have a new problem.
It's too hot.
ACR Solar is too good.
Yeah.
Because
you haven't toned it down.
Got in the pool. Well, I got on the phone with our pool guy because he's the one who programmed everything last night. So I have now. We got in the pool last night, or should I say yesterday evening? All of us. It's 93 degrees in my pool.
That was the bath.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Like it was. You get in. I wouldn't say it's spa water.
Yeah.
But you could take a bath in the pool. Like it's too.
Not quite refreshing.
No, it's not. It's not terribly uncomfortable. It's just.
You don't have like a pool dial. You can turn it down.
Well, that's the thing. You have to go into this stupid box we have. The digital all that work. Do this. Yep. You know this. And then you have to go to the menu. Blah, 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 blah. Next thing you know, like my pool sweep is cleaning my car. I don't know what to do. He's got it. It's not such an a-hole, right? My pool's too hot. But it is. It's too hot. So, and then dinner last night. My mom can't have salt anymore, right?
Okay. What?
Like, at all.
Oh, that's terrible.
At all. No.
Like, not even Himalayan salt?
No salt.
Just not added, or if it's already, like.
There's going to be sodium and stuff, right? But, like.
So, but she has to clearly watch sodium, I'd imagine. Like a hawk.
Yeah, it's a kidney thing, right? So, like, so I can't do anything with salt. So, we have, like, 20 Mrs. Dashes, because they are salt-free. And so, I'm trying to make her, you know, my mom gets a special little meal for my mom. And I'm trying to make this with salmon, which I do not like.
Weird.
I like smoked salmon. I like sushi salmon.
Salmon.
Cooked salmon to me is like it's foul.
Tim salmon?
He's fine.
You ever trigger your salmon?
I did last night.
Okay.
I have a little trick, but I take the salmon. I put it on tin foil. I season it, and then I cut some thin lemon, put it on top, and I smoke it. It's very good salmon. From at least that's what people that like salmon say. But I had to season it without, you know what I'm saying? Just a dash of dash. Just had to put the herbs on there. Mm. She did not complain, which means it was excellent.
Oh, good.
She did say, wait, hold on. She didn't complain.
Is mom normally a complainer?
No. No, I think actually I said, Mom, do you like your salmon? She goes, well, it's not steak, but it was really good.
Jeez.
That's
pretty backhanded.
That's weird. I try to cook steak.
Yeah, right. This was actually, it started as steak. No, my mom is a saint and I love her to death. That being said, my mom will let you know.
So, no problem being critical.
No
is what you're saying.
Problems at all, and I know she. I don't think she doesn't have any. There's no maliciousness behind it. It's just
filter's gone.
Right, exactly. Nick crawled in.
Constructive criticism.
No, it's just criticism in general. So you know there was that, and then I have one other issue today. So I'm having lunch today downtown with a mutual friend of ours, but I won't say who it was. But a friend of ours with the basketball team. And not a player,
De'Aaron?
Not a player. Anybody that anyone else would care about.
He's a lot.
I hope you're not buying.
No, you ain't lying. Okay. So, anyways, my wife hits me with this yesterday. So my daughter, who Brad coming in, is the student band leader this year.
What?
Yeah. How about that? That's isn't that great?
Can we go to a live reaction from Magoo?
You're gonna fail.
What is that? Literally, what he told her?
Oh, dude, no, he is such a trash talker. I hope he's coming in with us next week. By the way, so because of a scheduling conflict, I have to take my daughter to this band lesson, which is in Natomas. It's like 5 minutes from where our lunch is. So I'm bringing my child with me to this lunch, and she's gonna hang, and then I gotta go. And I got to take her right after lunch to this music lesson. It's at like a person's house, like a friend of my wife's or something. And then I got to sit there out front and just wait for an hour while my daughter's in there trumpeting. And I had a crisis of parenting yesterday because she – go ahead.
Sorry, real quick. Does she carry the trumpet around school?
God, no.
Okay.
No, no. She's not a nerd. I mean, yeah. No, she has a case. So I had a crisis of parenting yesterday because she didn't do – she was supposed to clean her room yesterday. She did not. And her room is absolutely like – it is a disaster area. Roll up there. And I go, you know what? Clean your room and you're not going to your voice – or you're not going to your trumpet lesson tomorrow. You know, you do not – that is your punishment. And then I – but I had to rethink it. I never do this. I ended up relenting. I gave her an extra chore because I realized after further review – I had punished her because I didn't want to take her to her music lesson. And that's bad parenting, I think. I called a penalty on myself, first down, and now today I'll be doing – maybe I'll do a Q&A on social media because I'll be sitting in my car in 100-degree weather.
You could go in and listen.
Yeah. I don't want to –
So you have this nervous. Q&A.
Yeah, I'm going to have this Q&A today, so stay tuned around 1 o'clock where I will be sitting in the middle of a car – That's what we are. We are Ubers and ATM machines. That's what happens. Russell wants to offer some parenting tips. Favorite thing about Russell is that he has yet to breed. So that is actually that is a fantastic thing when it comes to Russell. We'll take a break. When we come back, the Giants swept the A's. Ooh, big deal. The USA and the well, I mean, come on. It's like, oh, I beat up a fifth grader, right? Like, okay, big accomplishment.
Still won.
What are their measurements?
The USA ties the Netherlands in the World Cup yesterday.
Tale of the tape.
Yeah, and the Angels have pulled Ohtani from the trade market. Or have they? Yeah, I don't know. But they did make a trade yesterday, though. Are they going for it? We got a big, fat, hairy show for you, and it starts next.
It's Whitey and Watkins on Sacktown Sports.
Here's the new Aaron Rodgers, or is it Mr. Rodgers?
And yeah, I would say maybe earlier in my career I was a little more easily angered, and I feel like I'm a little less triggered as I've gotten older.
Good advice.
It's so nice.
This music is so perfect. Now we're just gonna be a little happy campers, you know?
Yeah.
Gonna practice patience.
It's Whitey and Watkins from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sacktown Sports. Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
Jackson throwing. Swing and a pop-up. First baseman Wade trots in a few steps onto the grass. He's got it. And the Giants make it two in a row over the Athletics, and they gain ground, moving ahead of Arizona into sole possession of second place by a game.
Well, you know what? Spoiler alert for Let's Go Streaking, because I never look, but I was watching the game last night. I picked Luciano.
Heck of a first AB.
Dude, oh my God. First at bat, and he goes oppo, and it just kept carrying and carrying and carrying.
You got the little flutters. Your heart did. It was like,
I did. And yeah. But I'm going to be honest. It was more for how great would it be if their top prospect got hit an oppo home run in his first at bat.
Great ovation, too.
Really great ovation. He was 0 for 2 yesterday, but it was. It's interesting. They've got
a good pick.
It is. It absolutely. It won't be the last time, as a matter of fact. By the way, is it possible? Can we? I don't think we have a record for this, but I gotta think three is pretty close to the record of Let's Go Streaking failures. Because today will be my third game after a
hitless?
Seven game. I'm kind of like the Giants did. Yeah. Like go seven in a row.
True.
And then I now have a three-game streak.
I don't think anyone's gone three straight games, so congratulations, Carmichael.
Yes,
also, conspiracy theory, did they move Luciano up to, show him off, perhaps?
Oh, Shohei him off?
Well, I thought that initially, and then the Angels decided to angel all over the place. That's coming up in
That's what leading off three. Say. Yeah, exactly. We'll get there. 8-3, the Giants beat the A's, and I mean, what are you going to do? It's wins.
Sweep the A's.
Yeah, they
swept
the A's. They beat them. Honestly, the big story from this is they had to sell the team champ.
Again, yeah. That wasn't like part of a plan, right?
No.
Just kind of happened.
It was really in the first one. Just sell the team, sell the team, sell the team.
Asked around. Fisher still didn't sell.
Well, not yet. but there's always
sources
hope.
Say.
Sources yeah. say. Cut number two.
Cut number two.
Now we play. The bell's ready. In swing ball, headed down, tied at one. She did it, her run.
Well, boy, are we disappointed. 1-1 draw for the U.S. women. Whatever. Here's what I took from the match yesterday, though. The Netherlands have a player named Danielle Van de Donk. That's one of my new favorite sports names. Van de Donk. That sounds like a way that Craig Kilborn would have described a home run.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or if it hit the post.
Or if it hit the, yeah. Oh, like, right. Or, yeah, like a field goal. That, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, and a Van de Donk. So that's what I took out of that match.
Okay.
I don't know. It was a good match.
Yeah.
There was a lot of kicking.
Yes, there was. There literally was. There was pushing, too.
Oh, there was some bad blood.
I saw some running.
Yeah.
The Netherlands don't strike me as an angry country.
Neither.
Yeah.
Nether
region.
Neither
have they ever. So they're the two best teams.
Yeah, they may meet again. Yeah, but unbeaten streak continues. I'm like, okay.
Is U.S. women's soccer, is the rest of the world catching up to it? Are they washed? They've had terrible injury issues going into the World Cup. I mean, Big Ten, three in particular. But you know what? They're going to come out of this group, and pretty sure they're going to come out on top of the group. And really, in the end, if they're hoisting the whatever they get at the end, I'm assuming it's
Lord Stanley's World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Then no one's going to care they drew with the Netherlands, right? And as we say, we all hate the Dutch.
What did they draw?
They have to do a 5-minute Pictionary match after the matches if they draw. So
makes sense.
Hated that game.
Yeah,
I suck at drawing. Everything was a stick figure.
Yes,
just couldn't do it.
No. Willy Wonka. What?
Right. I don't know. Right. Number three.
Cut number three.
Really, with him, it hasn't come up. It's all business. We're focused on winning baseball games right now and getting back to where we were a couple weeks ago, and hopefully those rumors go away again.
Well. Okay, so Shohei Ohtani is apparently off the market that he was never on.
Okay,
they've pulled him, and then yesterday they sent or they acquired Lucas Giolito with the Sacramento ties, Ronaldo Lopez, a couple of pitchers from the White Sox. It sounds like they're four games back of the final wild card spot.
They're aggressive.
They're going to get aggressive. You know, I thought about this, too, because one of the notes, I think it was Buster Olney was writing about this, who said Nardi Moreno was told that, Shohei Ohtani's preference would be to stick out the season with the Angels, and if they traded him, there'd be no chance of re-signing him. And they went on to talk about other stuff. But then that, like, stuck in my head. Like, why don't we see that more? Like, why don't we see deals where, like, Ohtani's camp is like, we'll come back, but we need to get better. And then you trade Ohtani for the year and sacrifice him for the year, but you get, like, a butt ton of prospects. Mm-hmm. And then he just re-signs next year with the Angels. Like, we don't see that a lot. In basketball, either.
Well, there's mechanisms in basketball where you can't trade for the same guy.
I think they're over a certain amount of months.
Oh, yeah.
No, but baseball's not true. I think, didn't Ricky Henderson do that? Like, go to the Blue Jays or something.
Yeah, then he signed with the A's the next season, I believe.
Well, just to be clear, though, I'm saying, like, player on an expiring contract gets traded at the deadline or near the deadline and plays for other team, and then the following year.
No, I believe Ricky got traded at the 93 deadline.
But
I'm saying
you can do that in the NBA, though, right? Like, you can do that. You can't be traded back, but you could re-sign with the same
I got to look that up. Okay. I think there's some mechanism in place there.
That made me think, is there a mechanism? Because,
signing, I feel like, has got to be open to everything.
I think so, too. So why don't we see that more? Like,
isn't that like some weird tampering?
Like, it's almost like you have to do like a pinky swear or something. You can't put anything in writing.
Well, of course, but everything's in writing, whether it's text or like. I feel like that's like tampering.
It's almost like you send your player out on loan because maybe this year we had a lot of injuries, everything sucks. You get a bunch of talent and then just come back.
Again, it still feels like tampering.
I definitely think if it happened once and it was on purpose and there'd be penalties and new rules and stuff, but. Hell, if I'm Artie Moreno, that's what I do. I say, hey, listen, I'll give you a $700 million contract to come back. We're going to trade you, though, because you need more help next year.
And we're going to get it all for you and then bring you right back.
Right. And, of course, you're taking a chance because maybe the person doesn't come back. But it just made me think, why is that, like you said, Ricky Henderson, who played like 50 years ago. Like, where is this? Where is this happening? It's not. Anyways, we'll see if he's really for reals off the – I don't think anybody's ever off the trade market. So he'd call up right now and be like, hey, this, that, and maybe they change their minds. Nobody's really off the market. Look, if you present value, people will come. Just ask the folks at Hoplin. That happens all the time because they do present value. It's tons of value. If you're looking for a vehicle, if you are looking to head into the remainder of fall, for example, you know, let's say you're loading up your Ram truck. Maybe you're loading up your Jeep 4xe. Just bought a car from Hoblet 2 months ago. You know what happened the other day? They called to check on me. I thought, oh, God, what's wrong? Is there a recall? No. Just wanted to make sure everything was going well. There's anything at all. It's just a follow-up. Who does that? I've never worked in the car business, but I was roommates with a buddy in the car business when I was in my early 20s. And as soon as you drive off the lot, see you later, pal. Well, that's not how it is at Hoblet. It's never been how it is at Hoblet. That's why they're so great. More savings than they've had all year. $13,000 off MSRP on new 2023 Ram 1500 Limited, Laramie, and Bighorns. You can save up to $5,000 off MSRP plus thousands more with 2.9% financing for just 72 months. Listen, see why Hoblet continues to be California's number one Ram truck dealer with more customer service awards than anyone else in Northern California. Stop by the Ram Truck Center today or search, select, and save through the whole inventory at HobletDodge.com. Best prices, best selection, period. Save her out next. The Angels, the Yankees, and the Giants, all active. We'll break it down next.
The Kings are running it back.
Hammers it off the dribble against Gobert, and he was fouled. Oh, my, what a take that time by Domantas Sabonis. And leads Gobert, drives strong, two-hand flush off the dribble, thrown down by Trey Lyles.
And welcoming some new faces.
Yes, love this. Toby Jones with two more.
Now they go to Duarte in the corner for three, and he rains it down.
Keep it locked on Sactown Sports at SactownSports.com for the latest Kings news.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings.
It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
All righty. Deebo Samuel looks amazing, according to Matt Barrows. And I don't think Deebo's been sending Matt shirtless pictures, but we don't know.
I think it's a thing.
We'll get to that next. Don't forget, it is your home of the 2023. Or is it 24?
23.
But, I mean, will it be when they win the title?
They'll win it in 24, yeah.
So they'll be the 2024 champs. Like the Chiefs are the 2023 champs?
See, I've always wondered about that.
I think it's the other year. I think they're the 2022 champs.
Okay, so you're home of the 2023 Super Bowl champion, 49ers, Sactown Sports?
That they won in 24, yes.
Yes, okay.
Totally clear.
Safer out. Question one.
The Angels have traded for former All-Star starter Lucas Giolito in an effort to make the playoffs.
Playoffs?
Safer out. An Angels playoff appearance would have an impact on Shohei Ohtani staying.
You safe.
I'm safe, but we're going to review.
Yeah, I had to think because I didn't want to do the whole, you know, I didn't want to do this whole microcosm thing where I'm breaking it down with a fine-tooth comb like I usually do, but and the question is, will it have an effect? I do. I think so. I think if you become attached to your teammates, you become attached to where you are. I think Shohei Ohtani has made it very clear that he wants to be relevant and wants to win and wants a title. And if after his seasons with the Angels, if they were to make the playoffs this year, I think there's a lot of, we have unfinished business, we're on the right track, let's go. I think it would have an effect. So I get it. I understand it. I'm going to say safe.
Yeah, I am too. I think that does make sense, where if you look at it, what, four games out of the wild card now, if they were to make that run to the playoffs, the trade would help. You would think that Giolito would be a part of some sort of Angels revival, as would Shohei, and that would be the best time that he's probably had
right
in Southern California there as an Angel. So whatever, even if the playoff run was very, very quick, I think that gives him the best chance to come back. So, yeah.
Angels revival.
Yeah.
Or is it more of just a vival?
Yeah, because there's no re.
Yeah.
Great point. Question two.
Safe or out?
Hold your horses. Jason Ross, the Yankees plan to activate Aaron Judge on Friday. Safe or out? The return of Judge will get the Yankees into the postseason.
Championship.
Let's see. The Yankees are eight back of the ORE Olds.
Yeah. It's like wild card.
Yeah,
baby.
Wild card. The Yankees are 2.5 back ahead of them. They have, I'm going to say out. And I'm sorry, Jason. Here, I'm going to get.
But they're ahead of those Angels that you just praised.
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't know. The Angels are going to make it.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
But the Rays and Astros. The Rays and Astros are in. And then I'm going to say out, but honestly, Jays, Red Sox, Yankees, flip a coin on that one. Yankees are just 2.5 back, though. So I'm going to say out, but, we have to go to... This might be Jim Joyce and Armando Galarraga.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's safe, baby.
No way.
Yes. They had a much better record when Judge was there. The reigning.
Uh-huh.
Clear cut. No controversy. American League MVP. Just wait till he starts pitching. That's what he was doing on his injury rehab. He is going to be the new Shohei. He's going to pitch. He's going to hit. He's going to hit dingers.
Lots of dingers.
No, obviously, they're way better. The lineup's more complete with him in it. And not a great team. Hasn't been playing great, but they were playing much better when he was around. So I'm going to say safe.
Well, you know what? True or false, if either the Yankees or Angels make it to the playoffs, with Judge coming back now, that will actually answer the question as to whether or not Shohei Ohtani got screwed last year in the MVP voting. Now we get to see who's more valuable. Which, I mean, isn't a question. It shouldn't be. But now we get to see it. Even though we know Ohtani's more valuable.
Is he? For those non-playoff teams?
Eight other guys on the field.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when
Judge... A couple other Hall of Famers.
Remember when Judge had that... Well, that's not his fault.
Oh.
It's not Ohtani's fault.
So they need to get marginal guys.
Yes. Well, hey, look at the other teams. Just when Judge is out there throwing, seven innings.
Oh, so that's the measuring stick?
I think that Shohei Ohtani is an unfair advantage. I will go down saying...
That's not an unfair advantage.
I will be the guy that when I'm 80 years old in a bar is going to say Shohei Ohtani should have won like five straight MVPs. Unanimously. Because I think when you do what he does hitting, he's not as good as he's not the hitter Aaron Judge is, right? He's not... I mean, he is kind
of... He's not far off.
Right. But then you add in, you're mushing two all-star players together into one. It shouldn't be... I don't think it should be close. I think it should be unanimous every year for Shohei Ohtani. You have two all-star players in one. Jason is looking at me like Charles Grodin looked at Robert De Niro in Midnight Run, and I don't like it. Question three.
Safe or out?
According to The Athletic's Jim Bowden, the Giants are, quote, in the mix on all the top-level starting pitchers. Safe or out, a top-tier pitcher will be wearing orange and black after the deadline.
Is it Shohei?
I hope so. God. I'll say safe. It'll be someone. It'll be Verlander. It'll be Shohei. It'll be Scherzer. It'll be, I don't know.
What if they got both of them? Scherzlander.
Scherzlantani?
If they got all three of them, that'd be a lot of trading.
Safe or out. If they only did minor leaguers and bench rotation players, and they somehow were able to get Ohtani, Scherzer, and...
Verlander,
thank you. No, in this fantasy world, right? And you've got to bet on them or the field to win the World Series.
Them?
For real?
Here's your rotation. Let's throw this right, okay?
All right.
Here's your rotation.
I gotcha.
In no particular order, Ohtani, Scherzer, Verlander, Webb, who's top 10 in ERA, and Alex Cobb, who's an all-star.
Can I make a counterpoint?
Please.
That's the Mets with Ohtani.
That's exactly
Alex
why.
Alex Cobb doesn't play for the Mets.
Come on,
silly.
The Mets, garbage.
That's exactly why.
But it's the Mets.
But aren't we also?
What's the Giants? What are they?
That's what I'm with Jason on this one.
I would say the Giants have a better culture and organization over the last 40 years than the Mets.
Jay loves the Giants. We now know this.
I don't disagree with the culture part. But isn't that kind of what the Padres and Mets and, to a point, the Yankees and a lot of these teams are proving? Is like you can't just take all this talent and go.
Yeah.
You have to have the thing.
Less
and more. Yeah, exactly.
So you think that would tank the Giants then acquiring those three?
They would draft Wembanyama next year.
Yes, I think they'd be better, but I don't know. Anyways, I'm all for it. Safe.
Okay. Safe as well. Yeah, they got to do it. They got to go for some of this top-level pitching. Now, being in on all of it, I don't know what that means. I don't know who they'll get, but they should. They should be aggressive.
Isn't there a part of you, though, that given how, they've had one big trade transaction in the Zaidi era, and that was Chris Bryant?
Yeah.
Isn't there a part of you that feels like all the top-tier pitching, they're in on all of them, and we're going to read, a week from now how... Yeah, they came second to this team.
Always second.
For Bieber. They came second to this team for Verlander.
I don't like in the mix.
That's what I'm alluding to.
They made a phone call.
Right? Come on.
Monitoring. A lot of monitoring going on.
There's a ton of monitoring.
They always have coffee when they're monitoring Verlander.
Also, I've been going down this weird rabbit hole. No, that was well done.
Thanks.
And then I also feel like that was condescending how I said that was well done right there.
I know.
I didn't mean it that way. I've been going down this weird
rabbit
hole of Baltimore Orioles farm system prospects.
That's a weird rabbit hole.
I admit it.
Don't think it's weird, actually. They have a pretty good one.
Oh, my God. Dude, the Baltimore Orioles are insane. They're ridiculous. I was watching video on this kid, Jackson Holliday, and when I say kid, he's 19. And he's their top prospect now, and they've got some serious top prospects. This dude's hitting .334 with 8 dingers and 53 RBI and 20 stolen bases and 300 at bats, and is just zipping up the ranks. He's also the nephew of Josh and Matt Holliday as well, former major leaguers. That Adley Rutschman is going to be the face of baseball here soon, or one of them at least, if he's not already. They have, I'm really all in on the Orioles.
This was pointed out to me. I'll see if you noticed it as well. Adley Rutschman weirdly looks like Nate Littlefield.
Oh, God.
Profile view. There's some Littlefielding there.
Well, I guess he's definitely the second Adley in Major League Baseball. No, not doing it. Adley. Let's see. I'm looking.
You see it, right? A little bit.
I think he looks like a more athletic, better looking All-American.
Oh.
Like Nate could be his black sheep cousin that is from the other side of the hill.
Adley would have dodged the Prius.
He would have caught the Prius.
Adley would have cartwheeled over the Prius and landed on his feet.
So Nate is Appalachian Adley Rutschman.
Nate is, to your point, I would say Nate Goodyear. Nate Littlefield is West Virginia Adley Rutschman.
Oh.
And by the way, look at this. Look at this guy.
Just dreamy.
That's the future of baseball right there. That is an all-American
kid. No
longer
you done with Shohei.
Honestly, I'm done. I am orange and black.
Making it Orange and Black Friday.
I am changing from the Rays to the Orioles as my new East Coast non-Giants team. Let's go O's. Baltimore. The Wire. Right? I don't know. We'll take a break. I think. What is Baltimore famous for food-wise? Is it pit beef?
No, there's a seafood restaurant. Jimmy's
Blue
famous
crab.
Seafood is supposed to be
crab.
Really good.
I swear to God, that was pit beef. We'll take a break. When we come back, Shohei Ohtani is off the trade market. Is he? Is this a big blunder? We'll talk about that right after this.
It's Whitey and Watkins on Sacktown Sports.
Twitter's pretty solid. If you'd leave it alone.
Why can't there just be an app for sports specifically?
What
all
are you
the discourse?
Call it?
Takes. How about that?
As for the Takes app, Chris Watkins.
just got a slap in the face of reality here. How's it going?
It already exists.
What?
It's Whitey and Watkins from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sacktown Sports. Waking you up with the best in local sports.
They just make it interesting, you know?
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on Sacktown Sports.
How long could we go on with that?
I was kind of hoping we would just have done it the entire time until he talked. Sorry.
Mookie Betts has named his Mount Rushmore of current outfielders.
Oh?
Mike Trout.
That's a good one.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah! Correct answer, Mook.
Bryce Harper.
Okay. Me.
And himself.
I mean...
Thoughts on when someone names themselves?
You know,
I feel like Mookie can.
He should do it.
He's really good.
I think all of those guys could say themselves.
Bryce is weirdly enough probably the weakest one on there.
Huh.
No,
seriously, if you were drafting those four,
I think I noticed
a certain generational player, most valuable player, can do all's not on there.
Well, he's also not an outfielder anymore.
Yeah.
Anymore. Because he can't field his position.
Also, Luciano just played for the first time last night. So let's give him some time.
He's also an infielder. no big deal.
He's a utility player if he wanted to be.
He could do it all.
We're going to get to this, but I can't keep this story from you because I'm obsessed with it now. The movie Barbie has been a huge success.
Yes.
And Barbie is the intellectual property of Mattel, mm-hmm. the game maker.
Yeah.
Well, the cinematic universe of Marvel and all that, right? Okay. They now want to do more movies based on their IP. Movies that are already in active development, including but not limited to, there's 14. I'm not going to go through all of them. Barney. Polly Pocket.
Oh.
Hot Wheels.
That's cool.
I feel like that has
that's
some
cool. That has
Isn't that
has
a show
some
now?
Legs.
Right now? Like, aren't they doing something with that? Yeah. Like makeovers on cars or something?
Yeah. I think there, but I feel like there could be a cartoon or something, like something cool. Magic 8 Ball.
Huh.
How do you do a movie on, imagine being the guy assigned with writing a script based around, unless it's like two kids, fine, Magic 8 Ball, but it actually is for real. I don't know.
Sounds like that's a horror movie.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Dark.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Okay, that could be fun.
This is the one I've got. Oh, Masters of the Universe, which has been done 50 times, but I'm fine with that.
Really? I only know the one.
I thought it was done. I thought there were two.
I just know the 87 one.
Here's the one that's got me going, man. Uno. Uno? The card game?
Draw four.
I was going to say, maybe you're like playing Uno for your life or...
Right. Or
competitive Uno.
Yeah.
It's like, no, what's the Netflix show?
Squid Game?
Yeah, but it's Uno.
You lose, you die.
Right, Uno. You lose, you die. That's it right
this
there.
This time it is for real.
Right.
They didn't say what these are rated.
You have one chance, Uno.
Down to his last card.
I mean,
Carmichael Dave. In the world.
Hey, real question.
Skip a turn now.
Would you get? I mean, would you at least flip on and spend a couple minutes if you were on the Ocho and you watched a competitive Uno game?
No,
no.
I'd rather be in it.
By the way, you know you can't pile up draw twos and draw fours.
Why?
I guess it's the official Uno rules.
People don't play that way.
They don't, but apparently...
Like draw two, and then they smash another one on
absolutely.
There. Like, come on.
Or 12.
Yeah. My kid, worst human being alive to play Uno with.
Because he'll just turn on you. Yeah, apparently, if you're playing one-on-one, you can't You can't pile up the draw twos and draw fours. According
Tell
to
him
official
that.
Official in a website. And he cheats.
Maybe that's what the movie's
oh,
about.
Oh, Isaiah's a huge cheater.
Oh, wow.
Who stars in Uno?
Yeah, right?
Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd? I'm trying to think of somebody with one in their name or
Bono?
Bono?
Bono's in Uno.
All right.
Shohei Bono.
Shohei Ohtani. I'm here.
They film it in Juneau, Alaska.
Oh, God. Here we go.
That's a good movie, Juno.
Yeah. It's a great movie.
Shout out Michael Cera.
Yeah. Hi, babe.
You're thinking.
I really am, and I need to get Shohei Ohtani because that's all that's going on right now.
Kuno Reeves.
Damn it.
Keanu Reeves. Yeah.
That was the worst one ever.
Shohei Ohtani is off the trade market.
Maybe he could play.
Won't be debuting in June. It'll be Un.
No, he... oh, by the way, I said he was Matt Holliday's nephew, Jackson
Isn't
Holliday.
His dad?
It's his son.
No. I mean, their son. Sorry. Excuse me. I'm your father. Yes.
Hey, guys, speaking of Uno, that's what they say. Shohei Ohtani is number one.
Yeah, number one when it comes to the trade market, but that is not happening according to sources. I think Buster Olney, speaking of, was first with it. Or no, it was Jeff Passan. I'm sorry. By the way, Jeff Passan, back from a broken back.
What?
He broke his back. Like, something landed
Spinal.
On him. He broke his back.
Yeah.
And now he's back, so no pun intended. Good for Jeff. Is this a huge mistake for the Angels?
No. I think they're doing the right thing here. I think that, I mean, in the end, look, they've got the true unicorn. And while he's in their hands, like, uh-huh. This is their best chance to keep him is obviously to hang on to him.
Right.
Now, in theory, yes, they could lose him and he walks for nothing. But I don't think baseball's done quite the same way as basketball is. Like, do you feel that same way? Like, I feel like more times than not, people will trade a star because they know they're going to lose him just to get something back.
Yeah.
I feel like baseball... I know we can't do the what if here, but what if the Angels were four games clear and in the playoff race? I don't think everybody would be talking about that they're likely going to lose Shohei. I think people just think they're going to lose Shohei because they haven't been very good.
I agree with you on that.
So if you add players, I don't know that he's miserable. It doesn't seem like that's who he is.
No.
I'm sure he's going to entertain every possible offer, and I'm sure the Angels are going to do a very competitive financial offer mm-hmm. for him. It is harder to leave a team than to, you know, just, I'm leaving no matter what. And then there's still a chance that they can make the playoffs. So I think this is the right play. And maybe all of that being said, maybe they just never, like, we know we've got a once-in-a-lifetime, maybe never again
yeah.
player, and you're offering us prospects. Like, no, this
yeah.
isn't fair value. So we've got the best chip. We're keeping it.
I agree. I'm not.
And they may get burned.
They may get burned, but the fact that they have a, I would say this, as good or better of a chance as any other team mm-hmm. To retain him. And if the report is right, and no reason to think it is not, that his people told Artie Moreno, there's no chance we're coming back if you trade us. Well, if he also wants to stick it out, that tells me he has some sort of loyalty to his team. As a matter of fact, if I'm them, I'm going way all in. I'm clearing everything out. I am doing everything I can with my farm system and anything else to load this team up this year to show hey, that I am absolutely committed to winning a World Series ring, and that commitment will continue if he re-signs. That's your shot, and if you lose him, you lose him.
Yeah, and you like to say that he's an all-star basically as a pitcher and an outfielder or as a hitter, and if we think that way and you're approaching the Pirates, and you say, I want your number one pitching prospect and your number one hitting prospect at a minimum. Are either one of those on their own? Is the hitting prospect going to be as good as Shohei? Is the pitching prospect going to be as good as Shohei as just a pitcher?
Almost,
likely not.
Almost certainly not.
And that's just the minimum. And if I'm also the Pirates, I'm like, well, I'm pretty high on these guys. Like, I don't know that I want to move those guys. So the deal probably isn't out there.
If I knew that he was going to leave, I would find a deal. If mm-hmm. I knew for a fact that said, we are leaving.
And I don't think they know that.
And I think, but you got to think as well, Jason.
Unless they're being stubborn and like, we're going to do it.
Don't you think there's been a conversation with his agent
somewhere
where they've said, look, if you're leaving.
Yeah, do we have a chance?
Right. Just tell us and we will make a move and we'll try to accommodate you. We want to try to get something back. I got to think that's happened, and I got to think Ohtani's people said no.
Yeah, if they were told the other way around, like he's gone, then, right, then you're foolish.
And if I'm trading Shohei Ohtani, we went through this exercise on Monday, I'm starting with your top five prospects.
Yeah.
We can start with your top five prospects, and then that will bring you to the table.
Yep.
Talk about prospects. More savings than Hoblit has had all year long going on right now at Hoblit Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Woodland. It's to make this the summer event. 13 grand off MSRP on new 2023 Ram 1500 Limited Laramie and Bighorns, or you can save up to 5 grand off MSRP plus thousands more with 2.9% financing. What do you guys think? Onga is right. That's over 72 months. Just one of many reasons why Hoblit's the number one Ram truck dealer in California, number three in the nation, and the fact that they have the best selection of those hard-to-find heavy-duty trucks with savings of up to 5 grand off MSRP on those new 2023 Ram 2500 crew cabs. Over 600 new Rams available. Most savings on the truck you want. See why Hoblit continues to be California's number one Ram truck dealer with more customer service awards than anyone else in Northern California. Stop by the Ram Truck Center today or search, select, and save through their whole inventory at HoblitDodge.com. Best prices, best selection, period. Matt Barrows will return to our morning lineup this fall, and he wrote yesterday about Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk. Niner fans, you're going to like what you hear. Sacktown Sports continues next.
The NFL season is right around the corner.
And Sacktown Sports is your new home for the San Francisco 49ers.
Intercepted and coming back the other way. Talanoa Hufanga. Touchdown! San Francisco!
The big, bad wolf!
Catch every 49ers game this season on Sacktown Sports.